They'd rather ask more from the vast majority of Americans and put our recovery at risk than close even a single tax loophole that benefits the wealthy.
Ha! Bet you never heard that before. Yeah, Barack Obama in his Saturday address to the nation via radio. Well, joining me now, Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. President rehearsing for the big State of the Union address tomorrow night, Dave?
You know it. He's got his tax increases all lined up.
It's absolutely true. I mean, you know, it's going to be every 3 months, give me more, give me more, give me more. And the Republicans, you know, if they follow suit, they're going to bow down and they're going to give him what he wants. I'm kind of hoping it doesn't happen this time. But, hey, you know, the track record is not real good on some of these guys.
No, I haven't seen anything so far in this new term, new presidential term, to change that equation you just laid out.
Yeah.
Like he's winning most of the arguments right now.
Yeah. All right. Now, he's expected to, you know, get up there and do what every president does in the State of the Union, brag about his accomplishments, right?
Right.
All right.
I'll throw in the phrase, my fellow Americans, a lot of course.
Yeah, and then there'll be a lot of applause on one side of the aisle and a lot of sitting on hands on the other side of the aisle. Same
exactly.
Old stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the same old theater. But seriously, you know, this is shaping up to be, I think, a very liberal State of the Union address. You know, he's now in his second term. He has no more elections to, worry about. And as one analyst was saying, we're gonna see Barack Obama unplugged now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, tax increases, spending increases, gun control, climate change, immigration reform with a path to citizenship, you name it. You're going to hear about it tomorrow night.
Yeah. And the White House has claimed that Republicans are using a my way or the highway approach. In my mind, this is the same approach the president's been using.
I think that's absolutely true. You know, you can argue about whether Republicans are willing to compromise or not, but you know, from what I see from the White House, they're taking the exact same approach in a diametrically opposed direction. You know, they're winning. They got the tax increase on January 1st on wealthier families. They got the Republicans to back away from their vow to hold up spending over the debt ceiling limit, and I just don't. The president's got the ball right now, and he's going to run with it as far as he can. I think
he keeps talking about a balanced solution, but it doesn't really balance out if you take a good hard look at it. He's claiming that he's saving all of this money, and he's cutting trillions of dollars from the national debt. But how come the national debt still stands at $16.5 trillion?
Yeah, well, you have to look at the, how they calculate these things when you're got a bunch of degrees on the wall. You know, they talk about the over time, over 10 years, they're cutting into the projected deficit. The problem with that in my mind is that when those 10 years are up and those people who were in office at the time aren't in office anymore, they're not accountable any longer for what becomes a continually growing national debt. So,
yeah.
The forecast is, yes, that we are cutting projected spending down the road by $2 or $3 trillion, and that's fine and dandy for some people, but there's a lot of Republican lawmakers out there who just don't see it.
Now, he wants another short-term solution. That's what he said, right? He wants Congress to kick the can down the road a little longer, and then hopefully they'll come up with a better plan that suits him, that awards him lots of tax money, and then everything will be fine, right?
Right. Right now we've got the March 1st deadline coming up, which is when the sequestration cuts that, you know, the president and Congress agreed to would kick in, and that would be initially $85 billion worth of spending cuts hitting both defense and social programs. And so the president and his spokesman has just been saying, let's give Congress some more breathing time to come up with a breathing space, to come up with a more thoughtful plan, and let's just, for now, kick the can down the road. And, it looks like that's what's going to happen, but they're not there yet.
Yesterday, I got one of the best sound bites I think I'll have this year, and it was from Nancy Pelosi.
It is almost a false argument to say we have a spending problem.
Does she really believe that, and does the president really believe that, that we don't have a spending problem?
Well, Andy, I will not profess to have any idea what Nancy Pelosi really believes, but today Jay Carney, the president's spokesman, was asked about that very statement from the House Minority Leader. He said, well, actually, we do have a spending problem, and it's mainly driven by health care costs, and that's a fact.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. A rare admission.
They did a rare smackdown of Nancy Pelosi there by the White House.
Man, how about that? Oh, one other thing that he did today, I guess, was tell everyone that we're done with the Benghazi investigation. We've answered all the questions we're going to answer.
Well, that's the tact coming out of the White House right now. I don't know if they truly believe that they're done with the Benghazi questions, but they're certainly showing signs of being frustrated and tired of hearing about it. Today, Jay Carney said, in response to a reporter's question about, you got Lindsey Graham and some other Republican senators are threatening to hold up the nominations of Chuck Hagel and John Brennan at the CIA and Defense Department. Until the White House produces more information about what exactly the president did on the night of the attack in Benghazi. And Jay Carney said, kind of defensively, we have answered these questions. The president found out about the attack in Benghazi in a meeting with the defense secretary, and he immediately ordered those people to take all the necessary actions to protect our people, and the president was kept regularly updated throughout the night, and that's that. And the message there is, we're tired of answering these questions, and they're looking at they've already lost one potential Secretary of State to this Benghazi situation, Susan Rice, and they're worried, I guess, that they could lose a couple more, and they're trying to put out that fire a little bit.
Okay, but it's pretty obvious, Dave. They really haven't answered the question. I mean, no one has come out and said, this is where the president was at this particular time. This is who he kept in contact with, because there's no record. According, Leon Panetta actually really hurt, the White House story last week, because it showed that really there was no commander in chief that night.
No, the Secretary of Defense said, I never was in contact after. Yeah, we had this meeting at the White House, late in the afternoon on September 11th, and that's when I told the president about the attack at the consulate. And Leon Panetta says, I never had any further communications with, not only not with the president, but with the White House at all, the rest of the day, that evening, while this attack was still ongoing over in Libya.
Mm-hmm. All right, getting back to tomorrow very quickly, the president's schedule throughout the day, I'm assuming it's light because he's going to be dealing with last-minute touches to this. Is this something that he wrote, by the way, the State of the Union address?
Yes, I think largely it will be something he wrote. You talk to his aides, most of the speeches that Barack Obama has given throughout his career, he has a very central role in writing the speech. He's got a new speechwriter now, a guy from Chicago. So we'll see if we hear any different tone or theme there. But I really don't think you will. I think it's mainly the president himself who's writing these speeches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and then right after that, he's going out on the road later this week to sell his initiatives, his agenda to various places, North Carolina, Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, where will you be tomorrow night as the president is speaking?
I'm not quite sure yet. I could be in the gallery, or I might be just in front of a TV because of the nature of the filing demands on the web these days, when you got to get your story up as quickly as possible. I'm not quite sure yet.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thanks for the update, and we'll be watching tomorrow night, and we'll also be looking for the Republican response that is coming through Marco Rubio. I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
Yep. All right, Dave, thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
See you. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. It's 4:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.